Could I ask for your attention, please? We have a pre-gavel proclamation. We're honored today by former State Senator Dianne Rosenbaum, who is here today, and Sharon Harmon, who is the Executive Director of the Oregon Humane Society. They are here in force with many of their supporters, and we just had a really nice celebration outside talking about the great work of the Oregon Humane Society and the importance of caring for our four-legged friends in our community. And we also had the mayoral pet ambassador, Coco, who's sitting here in the front row. And so I'd like to read the proclamation, and then maybe afterwards we could come up and get a photo right here in front of the rostrum. And so here's the proclamation. Whereas for 150 years, Oregonians have led with their hearts, creating a more humane society where animals are treated with kindness and compassion. And whereas the Oregon Humane Society was the fourth humane society established in the United States and has one of the highest save rates in the country. Loving pets is an Oregon State core value, and Portland has one of the highest pet ownership rates in the nation. And whereas canine companions are an integral part of the life of Portland, from dog parks to hiking trails to dog-friendly restaurants and breweries, our fondness for dogs is ubiquitous. And whereas the city of Portland has been named one of the most dog-friendly cities in the country, with an abundance of dog-friendly parks, restaurants, and shopping areas. And whereas Oregon has some of the toughest animal cruelty laws in the nation, and Portland ranks as one of the safest cities in America for animal protection. And now, therefore, I, Ted Wheeler, mayor of the city of Portland, Oregon, the City of Roses, do hereby proclaim November 14th, 2018, to be Oregon Humane Society Day in Portland, and encourage all residents to observe this day. Thank you. Colleagues, I don't know if you want to say anything about your dogs. Commissioner Fritz, you look like
you do. I just need to speak up on behalf of cats. There was no reference to cats in the proclamation, and we also value our cats and cat owners, thank you, and other support animals.
I just want to say, Mayor, that I was misled by the Humane Society. Last week, I got a visit by the Humane Society with another dog that I thought was the mayor, so I spent the entire time sucking up to the mayor, only to find out that they've done a bait and switch at the last minute. I actually have no built-up reservoir of goodwill now with this dog, so...
My cat, who is a rescue cat, is bigger than that dog.
Very good. Why don't we come on up here and get a photograph, if we could.
Yeah, I had a big dog. Huh? I had a big dog. That's a big one. Get a picture of her.
Compassion, a value that is distinctly Oregonian. woven deep into our state history. 150 years ago, it started with a single plea. Thomas Lamb Elliott called for action after witnessing the abuse of a horse pulling a wagon in downtown Portland. In 1868, just 9 years after Oregon became a state, the Oregon Humane Society became a beacon of compassion, recognizing the special bond between humans and animals. Kind-heartedness and benevolence translated into action, legislation and advocacy, to give a voice to those who cannot speak for themselves. Today, the welfare of animals is evident in our state laws, our public artwork, and our community's nationally renowned life-saving success. For 150 years, the Oregon Humane Society has embodied each generation's determination to save lives, stop suffering, and bring loving best friends to our families. Today, the pioneers are now innovators, blazing new trails with record adoptions and life-saving programs. A teaching hospital for veterinarian students, behavior and spay-neuter resources for the community, a team of experts that can respond to disasters, and new tools and techniques for investigating and fighting animal abuse. And true to our history, OHS is the driving force behind some of the toughest animal cruelty laws in the country, making Oregon one of the safest places to be a pet in the country. As each new chapter unfolds in the Oregon Humane Society's history, the quest to do more is unwavering, fueled by the vision to create a more humane society.
Thank you.
That's great.
That's excellent. Thank you for your leadership. We appreciate it. Senator.